Firefighters battled early Thursday to control a series of major fires in the Los Angeles area that have killed 5 people, ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, and sent thousands of people frantically fleeing their homes. Ferocious winds that drove the flames and led to chaotic evacuations have calmed somewhat and were not expected to be as powerful during the day. That could allow firefighters to make progress reining in blazes that have hopscotched across the sprawling region, including massive ones in Pacific Palisades and Altadena. Here's the latest. Houses of worship try to lift the spirits of those impacted by the fires. "We are here. We are strong. We will rebuild," the Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center proclaimed on its website. The temple campus, which had been a spiritual home for the organization for more than 100 years, was destroyed in the Eaton Fire, but all of the Torah scrolls at the site were saved. The Parish of St. Matthew, an Episcopal church in Pacific Palisades, wrote on Facebook that both of its rectories were destroyed but other buildings were still standing. "Please know that we hold each of you dear during this heartbreaking time," church leaders wrote in the post on Wednesday, and invited parishioners to take part in a special live-streamed prayer. Altadena Community Church, which was also destroyed, posted a photo of parishioners singing together on Thursday morning. "We are the church. We can worship anywhere," the church wrote. The death toll is expected to rise. Cadaver dogs and search crews are beginning to search the rubble, said Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna. "Right now, frankly, we don't know yet," he said. "Crews are working around the clock to restore power." Official says there are currently 118 crews deployed, Quiñones said. Downed power lines remain a priority for the agency. "If you see a wire down, please call 911 and we will send crews immediately to make the area safe," said Janice Quiñones, CEO and chief engineer of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Some customers may experience some longer outages because some power equipment has been damaged or compromised by the fires, she added. Sewer, water and power infrastructure, significantly damaged, official says. The life safety infrastructure in some of the Los Angeles area communities ravaged by wildfires has been destroyed, Los Angeles County Public Works Director Mark Pestrea said Thursday. "Crews are focusing on utility restoration," Pestrea said, "but sewer, water and power infrastructure has all been significantly damaged. Before repair work can begin, massive amounts of debris, including fallen tree limbs and hazardous materials from burned structures, must be removed," he said. "Ash and other materials have contaminated some water supplies, so boil orders have been issued in areas including Palisades," said Janice Quiñones, the CEO of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. "Officials were working to deliver water to residents who have partial damage or have remained behind," Pestrea said. "Area water reservoirs are full and available for aerial water drops by firefighting aircraft," he said. LA Fire Chief says thousands of homes, other structures burned in Palisades fire. Damage assessments are ongoing at the Palisades fire. Preliminary reports estimate the damage or destroyed structures to be in the thousands, Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley said during a news conference Thursday morning. "It is safe to say that the Palisades fire is one of the most destructive natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles. At least 180,000 residents are under evacuation orders for all blazes in the county," officials said. "First responders are still focused on rescuing people," officials say. More than 400 sheriff's office personnel have been deployed to the fire response in addition to the deputies handling normal patrols, said LA County Sheriff Robert Luna. "The people that are working under very difficult conditions are doing their best to do what they do," Luna said. "Some of the areas impacted by wildfires look like a bomb was dropped in them. It's too soon to conduct major searches of burned areas, and it's not clear what authorities will find when they do search," Luna said. "Special K-9 search teams and other tools will be brought in when possible. The best way to help emergency responders is to stay informed, be prepared to evacuate and follow all evacuation orders," said Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. "Others should stay off the road when possible," officials said, "to reduce the risk of car accidents and other issues during the wildfire response." Eaton Fire remains uncontained, officials say. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says the number of resources deployed to the fire siege in Southern California has increased significantly, but the Eaton fire remains uncontained. Maroney made the comments during a press conference on Thursday morning. "We have several reported injuries and over 1,000 structures damaged and destroyed," Maroney said. "The cause of the fire remains unknown, and it continues to be under active investigation." Winds are suspected to subside somewhat on Thursday, but the danger remains, said Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. "We are still under red flag warning with extreme fire behavior possibilities," Crowley said. "Wind speeds are up to 60 miles per hour, and are expected to continue throughout the day," she said. "It is safe to say that the Palisades fire is one of the most destructive natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles," she said. "People who are looting will be prosecuted," officials say. "This is simply unacceptable," Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Chair Catherine Barger said during a news conference on Wednesday. "I promise you, you will be held accountable." The city of Santa Monica declared a curfew Wednesday night because of the looting, said LA County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath. Wildfires do not care about jurisdictional boundaries. A Los Angeles County official said the region was mourning the loss of lives and property after several wildfires wreaked destruction in Southern California. Catherine Barger, the chair of the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors, made the comments during a news conference on Thursday morning. "While we are still facing significant threats, I am hopeful the tide is turning," Barger said. "Authorities are working, hand in hand, across jurisdictions," she said. "Wildfires do not care about jurisdictional boundaries," she said. Evacuation order lifted in Hollywood Hills West near the Sunset Fire. The Los Angeles Fire Department made the announcement on Thursday morning. Fire crews are still working in the area, and the department asked that people be careful as they return to their homes. The Sunset Fire is a brush fire that broke out Wednesday evening in the Hollywood Hills. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said Thursday morning that it had burned 43 acres, 17 hectares, well under a square mile. Hundreds of those sands without power across California. More than 425,000 customers statewide are without power as wildfires continue to rage in Southern California, according to the tracker PowerOutage.us. Southern California Edison wrote on its website that several community resource centers have been set up around the region and work crews have been deployed within impacted communities. The resource centers allow customers to charge mobile devices and medical equipment and get information. Los Angeles Department of Water and Power said Wednesday night that it had restored power to more than 150,000 customers since the start of the windstorm. Roughly 94,000 of the utility's customers remained without power Thursday morning, as wind and fire conditions continued to present hazards for work crews. "This is unlike anything I've seen in my 25 years on the fire department." Firefighters in Southern California are accustomed to dealing with the strong Santa Ana winds that blow in the fall and winter, but the hurricane-force gusts earlier in the week took them by surprise. "This is unlike anything I've seen in my 25 years on the fire department," Los Angeles Fire Captain Adam Vangerpen told CBS this morning. Vangerpen called the fire historic. Erratic winds gusted up to 99 miles per hour the first night, spitting embers that rapidly spread the fire. "While gusts are dying down," Vangerpen said winds forecast through Friday were still cause for concern. Saved by strangers, twice. Aaron Sampson, 48, was in Pacific Palisades at his father-in-law's home caring for him when the time came to flee Tuesday. They had no car, however, and were unable to secure a ride through Uber or by calling 911. Sampson flagged down a neighbor, who agreed to give them and their two bags a lift. After a little more than half an hour in traffic, the flames closed in. The tops of palm trees burned like giant sparklers in the incessant wind. With vehicles at a standstill, police ordered people to get out and flee on foot. Sampson and his father-in-law left their bags and made their way to the sidewalk. The father-in-law, who is recovering from a medical procedure, steadied himself against a utility pole as Samson retrieved his walker and recorded the ordeal on his cell phone. "We got it, Dad, we got it," Samson said. They walked for about 15 minutes before another Good Samaritan saw them struggling, stopped and told them to get in his vehicle. By Wednesday afternoon, Samson did not know if the home survived. But he said they were indebted to the two strangers. "They saved us," he said. "They really stepped up." Play button. Read more stories from those who escaped the fire. Biden to be briefed on full federal response to Los Angeles wildfires. President Joe Biden will gather senior White House and administration officials for the briefing after he returns from delivering the eulogy at the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter. He was briefed earlier Thursday on the latest updates of the wildfires across Los Angeles. Regional alert systems can help keep residents up to date. Many communities, including several in California, have warning alert systems that allow residents to sign up for push notifications to their mobile phones or email accounts. FEMA has a downloadable app that provides real-time alerts on mobile phones, and public safety agencies can also push alerts to television, radio, and wireless devices through the integrated public alert and warning system. The NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards is a nationwide network of radio stations that broadcast continuous weather information as well as official weather service warnings, forecasts, and other hazard information. A battery or crank-operated portable radio can also be a critical tool for receiving emergency alerts, especially in areas where cellular service is unreliable or when regional cellular towers might be threatened by wind, fire, or other hazards. Fire in the Hollywood Hills held to under 1 square mile. The latest flames broke out Wednesday evening in the Hollywood Hills, striking closer to the heart of the city and the roots of its entertainment industry and putting densely populated neighborhoods on edge during exceptionally windy and dry conditions. Within a few hours, firefighters had made major progress on the Sunset Fire in the hills. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Eric Scott said they were able to keep the fire in check because "we hit it hard and fast, and Mother Nature was a little nicer to us today than she was yesterday." Satellite imagery shows stark destruction of neighborhoods scorched by the fires. The dramatic level of destruction in some places was apparent in a comparison of satellite images before and after the fire. A swath of about 250 homes in an Altadena neighborhood dotted with the green canopies of leafy trees and aquamarine swimming pools was reduced to rubble. Only a few homes were left standing, and some were still in flames in the images by Maxar Technologies. Along a stretch of about 70 wall-to-wall homes overhanging the Pacific Ocean in Malibu, fewer than 10 appeared to be intact, the Associated Press. AP photo, Eugene Garcia, 2.